Good morning. It's February 8th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Soldiering On. The first virtue of a soldier is endurance of fatigue. Courage is only the second. Bonaparte. We visited the World War II Museum of the Pacific in Fredericksburg, Texas last year. It's located there because Admiral Chester Nimitz, Supreme Commander of Allied Forces in the Pacific, was born there. A generous donation from World War II veteran and 41st President of the United States, the late George H.W. Bush, renovated it and greatly expanded it recently. If you've never been there, you need to go. It is easily as impressive as any of the presidential libraries, and if you leave there unmoved by the sacrifices of the greatest generation, well then, there's something seriously wrong with you. Over and over again, our young soldiers faced certain death, whether dive-bombing Japanese aircraft carriers, storming the beaches of Iwo Jima, Guadalcanal, or Okinawa, facing the machine guns in pillboxes and caves on the island of Palau, or suffering interminably in Japanese prison camps. How is it even possible? Someone once said that a soldier perseveres not out of hatred for those before him, but out of love for those behind him. The four-hour tour through incredibly well-conceived exhibits leaves one with a bittersweet taste, hearkening back to a time when we all pulled together as Americans instead of tearing each other apart as we seem to be doing today. Our brave soldiers fought specifically to defend the right of all to express their opinions in our society without fear of retribution, verbally or physically. Now we have colleges, universities, and a press whose embrace of diversity extends only to skin color and not to diversity of perspective or opinion. Could our young men today fight for the society we've become as our grandfathers did in World War II? Would they even want to? The term soldiering on references the fighting man's determination to keep going no matter the hardship encountered. He has to have a reason to do so, and presumably it is love of family and country that drives him or her. I have examples of soldiering on in my own family. My father lived for years as Parkinson's advanced, yet he gave up his loves, like sailing and walking, grudgingly, but still showed his love to all of us in any way he could. My mother, having been married for 64 years to my late father, has emerged from grief more determined than ever, driving, texting, painting, and becoming involved with friends from her neighborhood and her church. Her constant encouragement of the rest of us is humbling indeed. My uncle, losing his partner of decades to pancreatic cancer, has continued into his 90s, still an avid reader, writer, traveler, teacher, and sailor. Even after a battle with Meniere's disease, followed by deafness in one ear and surgical removal of his cancerous other ear, he learned to communicate with cochlear implants in a fraction of the time predicted. Now my son-in-law battles lymphoma, while carrying on as a husband, father, and orthopedic surgeon. Thinking of the obstacles overcome in my own family makes me fatigued, no less thinking of the perseverance of our military from World War II or of those overseas today. The Bible is replete with verses encouraging us to soldier on. The rationale is the same as for those boys in World War II: love, not hatred. We love God by loving others, through thick and thin, as it turns out, just as he commands us. Living is its own reward, but eternity waits for those of faith. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. James 1:12, ESV. We glory in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out onto our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:3-5, NIV. Thank you, Lord, that the reward for endurance is love, and for love eternity. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.